This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we continue with the series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick shows us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get the brand new set of 52 Bible verse memorization cards for this series called Building My Life on Values That Last. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com. If you want, you can connect with us by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Showing Fairness.
Now, there is a very popular idea going around today that basically goes like this. Human beings are inherently good. That everybody's basically a good person. And that everybody is basically unselfish. It's just environment that makes us all do bad things. Now, anybody who's had children knows that kids are born with a selfish nature. It is the nature. The first they come out of the womb going, I, you know, feed me, care me, I'm the center of the attention, everything like that, of course. But we want to all think that we're basically good. You know, oh yeah, we'll admit, yes, I have some weaknesses, I have some faux pas, some faults, I have some areas I need to work on, rough edges, personality quirks, but we don't want to call it what it is, sin. I'm no sinner. Oh yeah, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm no sinner. So God says, okay, all right, you think you're basically good? You think human nature is basically unselfish? Here's what I'll do. I'm just going to step back and let human nature take its course in the world. And we'll just show you what happens when God isn't in the picture. And he says, you know what? I'm going to allow people to make their own choices. And I'm going to allow people to show their true nature. And we'll just see what happens in the world. And if you want to know what it is, just pick up the newspaper. The fact is, without God in the situation, people are very inhuman to each other. Very inhuman to each other. I don't know how many of you remember that English classic we all had to read in high school, Lord of the Flies. Remember that book? And the basic presupposition behind that book was, if you take God out of the picture, and you take law and justice out of the picture, given the right situations, people start treating each other and acting like animals. They prey on each other. And they take advantage of each other because my nature is basically selfish. I think more about me than I do about you. And you know what? You do too. You think more about yourself than you do about anybody else. It's nature. It's your human nature. And so God says, I'll just let the world happen and we'll show you what you're really like so you show you that you really do need me. You need a Savior. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 18, it says, God is letting the world go on its sinful way so he can test mankind. Circle the word test. See, injustice is a test. It reveals human nature, shows what we're really like inside. So it can test, and men will see. Now notice, God already knows. It's so that we will see that they are no better than beast. You say, boy, that's pretty blunt. What do you mean we're no better than beast? What he's saying here is that human beings without God tend to start acting like animals. And we hear it all the time, these shocking stories of things like gang rape and abuse and violence and children killing parents and senseless acts of violence in society to innocent people who have no reason to be hurt. And we hear about these gangs doing these things called wildings, where they just go on these wild sprees and they go through the city and find anybody who looks innocent or helpless or weak, and then they just kill them and take everything they've got. Now, if you believe in evolution, you shouldn't have a problem with this. mean, you say, well, because you're an animal anyway. They say, evolution says human beings are just an animal with a bigger brain. You don't have a soul. You don't have a spirit. You're just an animal with a bigger brain. So you should not be surprised then why people act like animals. On the other hand, God says, no, no, you're not an animal. But when I'm not in your life, you tend to act like one sometimes. And you tend to do beastly things to other people. Inhuman things. Anytime I hear anybody say, well, I believe man is inherently good, I want to say, well, then how do you explain Auschwitz and other atrocities, Buchenwald, and the killing fields of Cambodia, and the ethnic cleansings of Bosnia, and what was going on in Kuwait before Desert Storm happened? How do you explain all that? That's not inherent goodness you're seeing shown there. Now, here's the point. I said in the last point, that one day God's going to have a judgment day, and he's going to settle the score, and it's going to be even. But before that happens, I need a Savior. And you do too. Because one day when you stand for God and God says, let me look at your life, you're not going to want justice. You're going to want mercy. Thank God he doesn't give us what we deserve. If we did, none of us have a chance of getting into heaven because it's perfect and we're not. And so God says, you need a Savior and I will show mercy for those who ask for it through my Son Christ. There's a fourth reason why God allows injustice and unfairness in the world, and that is because it can build character. It can build character. Now, character is never built when things are easy. Character is built in the tough times of life. The Bible says suffering produces character. Now, when I had you write down the phrase, it can build character, would you circle the word can? Because I'm not saying that it does build character. I'm saying that it can build character. Suffering does not automatically produce character. It only produces character when you choose to respond to it in the right way. I know a lot of people who've suffered a tremendous amount, and they have no character at all. They're bitter, cynical, dried up, shriveled heart human beings. Why? Because instead of becoming better through the suffering, they've become bitter through the suffering. So all suffering does not automatically build character. It only builds character if you choose to respond to it in the right way. As an example of somebody who's responded to the unfair situation and events of life and remained sweet and actually has grown through these experiences, and I wanted you to hear her story today, would you give her a warm welcome? Go for it. One more time. Be praying for you.
I'd like to share some lessons God has taught me about handling situations in life that just don't seem fair. And I want to share how God has continually shown his love and faithfulness to me when I face problems beyond my control. As a child and a teenager, I lived a fairly normal life. I was full of life and energy and dreams, and at the age of 19, I was in love and engaged to be married. But then something started happening to my body. I just didn't feel the way I used to, and after a series of many tests, I was given the bad news. Just as I was ready to be married, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I quickly learned that life isn't always fair. Why should I have to deal with a crippling disease at the beginning of my married life when others didn't have to? There was no good reason for why this was happening to me. It was simply unfair. In spite of this shocking news, our wedding happened as scheduled, and Tim and I were married. We were sure that we had a love so strong that even MS could not tear us apart. As time passed, our love produced two beautiful daughters, Carrie and Kobe. My girls are the most valuable gifts given to me from God. Although my health continued to deteriorate, I was determined to not let my limitations stop our family from enjoying life to the fullest. We camped, we went to the river, we had many family get-togethers. All of us had to work very hard to lead an active life because my disease caused many limitations. But God taught us how to be patient, considerate of each other, and to love in a very special way. Our family was quite a team. We didn't cry when Kobe wasn't here. But inside myself, I was fighting a bigger battle. I was totally driven to hide my inadequacies from my husband. I didn't want to be a burden to him, and I didn't want to hinder our active life. It didn't seem fair that my limitations should limit my family, too. So I became very creative, and I learned to mask my pain in order to maintain a normal, active lifestyle. Honestly, I succeeded in this challenge for about 10 years. But the chain of events that occurred over the next 5 years made it impossible for me to continue this charade. During the progression of my disease, I went from using a cane to using a walker and now using a wheelchair. At each stage, it didn't seem fair. Then one day, my husband was injured in a water skiing accident, which left him temporarily disabled too. Now we were both in wheelchairs. To Tim, this really seemed unfair. Why was God allowing this? But oddly enough, at that moment, our circumstances seemed to be very fair to me. It was a one time in our marriage when I felt we were equal. I fondly remember coming home with groceries and loading them on the back of our wheelchairs and then racing to the front door to see who could get in the house first. Shortly after Tim's recovery, I was given a glimmer of hope about my health. I was allowed to try an experimental treatment that was supposed to put my MS into remission. However, the treatment was unsuccessful. In fact, all it did is make things worse. I lost 80% of my hair and all of my energy. I was so discouraged I wanted to die. It was another big disappointment. I felt that life was so unfair that I had many thoughts of killing myself. I cried out to the Lord daily, but my depression and pity, I couldn't hear his answers. Because I had no energy anymore, there was nothing left to give to my marriage. So our relationship drifted. The stress and the burden of these experiences caused a great strain on our marriage. At this vulnerable moment, another woman entered Tim's life. She was young, able-bodied, and healthy. She was able to give to Tim what I no longer could. That was really unfair, and it hurt me deeply. A divorce concluded our marriage. Once again, circumstances that I could not control conspired against me. The pain, the anger, and the self-pity I felt was greater than I thought I could ever bear. It has now been 8 years since my divorce. During this time, God has taught me many wonderful lessons, and all the while, He has been by my side, leading me and softening my heart. The first lesson I've learned is that the only way to freedom and contentment when faced with unfairness is forgiveness. As Pastor Rick says, bitterness always hurts you more than the person you resent. I cannot hold on to my hurt and be happy at the same time. The second lesson I've learned is to keep my eyes on God, not my unfair circumstances. Throughout the years, my recipe for handling unfairness has been to look beyond the frustrating problems and look into God's loving eyes and feel His comforting arms. I've learned to trust God's wisdom and plan to be content with each moment and experience God gives me. Only He knows what I need to build my character and to become more like Him. My lifesaver from the very beginning has been my constant communication with God and what I'm feeling and experiencing. This has helped me form a closeness and a friendship with God that that grow sweeter with each day. With each struggle and step I have endured, He has held my hand and led my way. Honestly, I don't think anyone can handle the major heartbreaks in life without trusting God. You may survive the hurt without Him, but you won't grow without Him helping you. A third lesson I've learned is to allow other people that God brings into my life to help me. God never meant for us to be totally independent of each other. Since my disease is at the stage that I'm unable to care for my daily personal needs, I've had to learn to depend on others. None of us like to feel vulnerable, but my situation has forced me to trust and depend on caregivers. Believe me, you feel very vulnerable when you have to lie in bed awaiting the arrival of a caretaker for up to 5 hours. I'm unable to get out of bed on my own, unable to shower, get dressed, or use the restroom, or even get something to eat. When you can't do even the simplest tasks, you learn the value of other people. Unfortunately, I'm afraid most people never learn this important truth. They take the people in their lives for granted. Another lesson I've learned is to keep stepping out in faith. You have to take risks. You can't pull back into a shell with your hurt. In spite of your limitations, in spite of my limitations, God has helped me manage a home, finances, and raise my 2 teenage daughters. About two years ago, it became apparent to me that I was financially unable to live in my home any longer. It was very difficult to leave our home of 18 years where I had raised my children and lived most of my married life. But with lots of help from friends and family, my youngest daughter, Kobe, and I moved into an apartment. My trust in God gave me the courage to create a new and loving home. This year, God has put on my heart to take another step of faith out of my comfort zone and start my ministry. There are many things I can't do due to my circumstances, but that does not excuse me to do nothing at all. As Pastor Rick says, if you are a Christian, God expects you to have a ministry. Part of my ministry is to make myself available to tell others how God can help us find joy, even when life or others treat us unfairly. Finally, I've learned the importance of maintaining a joyful attitude and appreciating God's goodness to me in so many ways. I love blue skies, puffy clouds, flowers, birds, and butterflies. They are truly God's treasures to me. Once I was waiting for a caregiver to arrive to help me out of bed, and God knew that I was feeling down. At that very moment, across my TV screen came a scene of blue skies, clouds, and sunsets. I saw bright colored flowers and a butterfly so brilliant with the color of blue that there was no doubt in my mind that only God could have created it. As my eyes were filled with God's love, I thanked Him for knowing my heart and what I needed at that very moment. In closing, I want to say something to those of you who are feeling lonely or discouraged or rejected or feeling like life has treated you unfairly. No matter what you are going through right now, if you will give your life and your situation to Jesus, He will turn it around and use it for good in your life. As the Bible says, God will make all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord. It has been amazing to me how God has turned situations in my life that seem impossible and hopeless into victories. He will do the same for you if you trust Him completely. Listen to this poem that has given me great comfort. The name of the poem is Abiding Joy. There are times, Lord, when you lead me to the mountain to rejoice. There are times, my heart, you give my heart a song and my happiness a voice. There are times in the valley when it's difficult to praise. But then you point me to the splendor of my ordinary days. There are times when shadows fall and the darkness seems to hide your light. But then your love comes gently like a star upon the night. There are times of exaltation, simple quiet moments too, and I live to celebrate them all because of you. Thank you.
Oh, you did it. Terrific. You probably haven't gone through what Donna did, but you've gone through some unfair experiences in life, and you've thought, why me, God? Why did this happen to me? I didn't ask for this family that you put me in. I didn't ask for my spouse to have an affair or to walk out on me. I didn't want that divorce. I didn't ask for this illness. I didn't. In other words, you just feel like you've been dealt a bad hand, and it just isn't fair. Maybe there was a business partner who stole you blind. Or maybe you poured yourself into a child, and they were ungrateful and actually became rebellious. Or you had a friend stab you in the back. Or you had a parent who mistreated you or ignored you when other people had good parents. Or you had a relationship that died. Or you had a loved one that died when you needed them. Or you had a boss who took advantage of you. The point is that everybody has their own story of unfairness. What does God want you to do when you face the inevitable injustices of life? Because they are going to come. Accept it gracefully.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, one of the things that you ask us about the most here on Daily Hope are the Bible memorization cards. We get a lot of requests for them, so Pastor Rick has added another deck of 52 scripture cards based on Bible verses to go along with our current series. These graphically designed cards will encourage you to spend time learning the Word of God, something you hear Pastor Rick talking about all the time. We'll send you the Building My Life on Values That Last Bible memorization cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. And when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much. There's only 2 days left to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Some of you may not know that Daily Hope is broadcast each day on Heartline Radio in Jakarta, Indonesia. Let me share a testimony I got from a man named Alex who lives there in Indonesia. Dear Pastor Rick, I've been blessed by learning the Word of God delivered by you. Almost every night I share the topics that I hear on Daily Hope with my children when we pray at night before bed. Pastor Rick, you and your broadcast have blessed our family. We pray that Daily Hope Ministry will continue to reach more and more people, not only in Indonesia, but all over the whole world. Alex, I want to thank you for blessing us with this note. This is the kind of note that keeps us going, that keeps us serving and working. I'm so glad you're sharing God's truth with your children. Now, the reason Alex is able to hear Daily Hope in Indonesia is because of you, because of your generous financial support. And from other listeners like you, we're able to take this message all around the world. I just want to say to you, thank you for your regular financial support. We love you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.